Bad Belrose Audios contains mature content for adults. Listener discretion is advised.
You know, now that night's fallen and it's so deep in the woods, for a moment there, I actually thought I was gonna make it. But here you are. My ankle can't take another step, and I have to brace myself against this tree just to keep standing. So this is it. The moment I've been fighting against all day. Are you satisfied? You're a fucking bloodhound, and you just keep coming and coming and coming for me, no matter what I do to throw off the scent. I've watched you ignore my friends. It's like you didn't even see them or care when they escaped. The ones who abandoned me because you have just been so focused on me. Why? Why the easiest target out of all of us? Well, if you ask me, that's borderline pathetic. Oh, didn't like that, did you? You're planning on killing me anyway. And I'm under no disillusion that it's going to be quick. Not after all the trouble I've given you. So unless you want to give me a fast, painless death by blowing my brains out, you're going to listen to my final words. It's the least you can do, you coward. Yeah, that's what I call grown men who hunt down and kill tiny women. Look at me. I'm barely dressed for the weather because every time you catch up and grab at me, I have to strip that clothing to get away. I'm injured and weakened. But before all that, it's clear I was the smallest, delicate one of the group. Surely I must have looked like easy pickings. That's what you wanted, right? But now that I've proven what a challenge I can be, the longer I outlast you, the more you want me. Is that supposed to intimidate me? Rubbing the barrel of your big, hard gun all over my body like a lover's caress? After all this, haven't you noticed that the things that make most cower in fear? Well, they just make me feel more alive. What? Am I shriveling up your murder boner? Am I not reacting scared enough for the big serial killer? That's why you picked me, isn't it? You saw a cute little girl with big doe eyes, soft hair and softer skin, and thought, what a sweet little victim she'd make. I bet she screams real pretty. You wanted to see the fear paint tears down my adorable face. Well, look into my eyes. Do I look scared to you? Am I your perfect victim? Oh, you fuck this up. And my friends are long gone at this point. So you've lost your shot at the authentic experience. But I'll tell you what. We can make a deal, and then I'll give you the real deal. We can start the chase all over again. And when you catch me, because let's face it, you will, I'll play the simpering victim just for you. But there's one thing I want in return. Are you done laughing? I'm so glad I amuse you. Now, since you're a guy who clearly gets his rocks off on all this, and your adrenaline is probably pumping, you might be interested in my request. After all, you've caught me, and I certainly didn't make it easy on you. You deserve a reward. A prize. I see now you're intrigued. Let's just say I have a situation that I need rectified before you get yours and everything just goes blank. And since you're the only one here who has the necessary equipment to solve my little problem, fuck it. I'll just say it. I don't want to die a virgin, okay? Judging by the look on your face, I'm guessing you need some time to process this. Trust me, this isn't how I was expecting my day to end either. You see, I was in no rush to pop my cherry, since I always thought I had plenty of time to pursue this kind of thing when the right man comes along. But it looks like tonight is all I've got left. Are you going to say anything? I'm kind of putting myself out on a limb here, and you're just staring at me like that. You're not gonna go all Hannibal Lecter on me, are you? Well, can you blame me? You're staring at me like I'm a big juicy steak, and I don't know what your proclivities are. Yes, I do in fact know the difference between a serial killer, cannibal, and a rapist. In fact, you can be all three at once, but you can't rape the willing. And what I'm trying to say here is, do you want to fuck me or not? Oh, okay, hold on. I'll take that as a yes, and thank you for that, but since you were so insistent about not being a rapist, let's put down some ground rules first. Like, no more destroying my favorite tank tops. In case you haven't noticed, it's kind of cold out. And you've already got me down to my bra and skirt. Leave me some dignity, will ya? Yes, I'm fully aware that you're in charge, especially for the killing bit. That's all for you, and I get that. But the sex? This is for me. I mean, I don't expect it to be special or anything, seeing as I don't even know you. What I do know isn't exactly a fairy tale, but I'd like us to take it slow. Maybe a little kissing? Foreplay? I'd like you to make this good for me, if this is to be my one and only. Yes, that would be ideal. Is that really necessary? Fine. I'll say it, but only because I want to, and not because your voice is getting all growly and sexy. Okay. I want you to make me come all over your cock. Can I see it? I've never seen one in person. Well, I guess this situation is affecting you too. You're already so big. It gets bigger than that? Harder? Relax, big guy. No need to get old Dominic Caveman on me. You can take the hand off my throat now. Well, I guess loosening your grip works too. Look, I'm just a little concerned about the dimensions of all this. But I know I already got you all worked up and there's no backing out now. See? I'll even touch your cock of my own free will. Now, what a...
Ooh.
Wow, your skin is so soft down here. Like, really soft, yet hot and firm beneath. Oh, did I hurt you? Okay, I'll keep touching. Sorry for stopping, I just heard you hiss underneath your breath, and I thought... Well, I thought I squeezed too hard or something. What's this at the tip? I didn't know guys got wet, too. Pre-cum. Actually, I think they went over this in health class. I wasn't the most studious back then, but this can still get me pregnant, right? Do you have a condom? I guess you're right about not having to worry about that, but you don't want DNA evidence, do you? If you fuck me raw, I mean... What do you mean by pointless? Why would I scratch your back? I told you I'd be willing. I won't try to collect your skin under my nails. It's really in your best interest to...
Fine. I'm fine. No condom. You win, big boy. Yes. Yes, it's my first kiss. Why is it that obvious? Guess you'll have to teach me then. God, my hands are so big. This is like I was made to fit in your palms. Oh God, I need my breasts. I'm telling you, with my nipples.
Hey, you don't have to restrain me. God damn it, you big bastard. Pinning my wrists above my head like that. Proving your strength by keeping them captive with just one hand while the other... Oh, fuck.
No, shut up. It's not all wet just for you. I'm always like that. Oh, fuck. It's just for you, you arrogant...
Just one finger, please.
Please, just go easy on me. Oh, it feels so good. But it hurts, too. I can't believe this is actually happening. You just pushed your hand up my skirt and into my panties with no hesitation. You think you own my pussy? Like you've claimed it just all for yourself? Fuck, maybe you have. It doesn't feel like that when I'm touching myself. Oh God, biting my neck. How do you know that's my weakness? God, this is so fucking hot. Okay, I'm ready for doing your... God. I can't believe you're gonna... Just give me a second to catch my breath. Hey. What are you... Oh. Okay. We're doing this. You're just gonna rip my panties off. Oh, hoist me up. Press me against this tree and settle in between my thighs. Fine. Just remember, I'm new to all this, so you have to be... Gentle! You son of... Oh, fuck! You know I could hurt you too. You giant bastard! Don't laugh just because you're so big and I'm so little with... You're massive. Cock. Railing my pussy. Doesn't mean I have no recourse. Oh, God. It hurts so good. Big brute. Slamming into my virgin pussy like that. Stretching me out like a whore. Fucking monster. Please. Please come soon. I can't take it. It's too big. Please come. God damn it. Oh, you're right. I'm gonna scratch you. But you... I can't help it. Come here.
Should really keep your guard up, even when you're balls deep inside a girl. Though I can't blame you. I certainly lost my wits a time or two. Thank God you can last longer than me. I'd have been a mess if we orgasmed at the same time. What, darling? Did my little reversal shock you? Let me guess. You thought you were the only serial killer in the forest. About that. Relax. It was just a warning shot. But now, you know I mean business, and I won't hesitate if you reach for it again. Nice try, but I know my way around a loaded and unloaded Glock 19. You have at least half a clip left. Besides, you'd have rushed me already if you were so certain I'm empty, wouldn't you? Now set me down gently. You know what that word means, right? Good serial killer. Feels nice to be on stable ground, but I already miss the sensation of you inside me. You know what really gets me? I went through all the work of setting the scene for my little trap. I even went through the effort of faking a twisted ankle with the makeshift tree branch splint. I hid over 7 weapons for any contingency, and all I had to do was strip your gun mid-orgasm. You know, I wasn't even going to let you touch me. But when I got a good look at you and realized how downright attractive you are, well, can you blame a girl for taking advantage? After all, it's not often I run into someone who enjoys the same hobbies as me. Someone I might actually relate to. But I gotta admit, it hurts my feelings that you underestimated me so badly. Like, I get it. I'm small and cute, and being underestimated is kind of my thing. But I was not being subtle about showing you exactly who I am. I mean, really? Have you ever had a victim mock you to your face and basically dare you to give them the most painful death possible? That is so not a neurotypical response. Yeah, that's fair. Trauma reactions can get weird, but I've never seen that. Alright, cuff yourself. High up over that branch so your arms are strung up. Just like you had my arms in the beginning. Oh, don't give me that glare. This was unavoidable. Sorry, baby, but you've been outclassed from the beginning here. Do I need to remind you who has the gun in this little scenario? Cuff yourself. Now. There we go. That wasn't so difficult, was it? Now stay put while I grab my rope out of this bush. I'm glad you didn't try anything. I'd hate to have to kill you and ruin all the fun. But I'm going to wrap these binds around the tree so I can secure your legs. Wouldn't want to give you the opportunity to kick or knee me. I felt just how powerful those legs and hips of yours are when pumping my pussy full of your cum. See that? Even now it's leaking down my thighs. You're welcome, by the way. I could have ended our fun long before you got that sweet release. But you made me feel so good. I thought you deserved the reward. Alright, now that you are completely bound and at my mercy, I'm going to ask you one important question. Will you go on a date with me? No, not like that. Who do you take me for? I mean, a date. One where we both enjoy a mutual hobby. You see, normally I wouldn't trust any answer from someone strung up like a side of beef, since it's in their best interest to tell me whatever I want to hear. But your dick snapped right up to attention when I mentioned our shared hobby. That reaction right there, your big throbbing cock practically begging me for a shared experience only I can give you. That I trust. Baby. I'm going to try. You can try to buck into my mouth all you want. But it's my turn to be in control now. I'm going to lick, nibble, and suck this delicious dick all night long. Or, at least until the sirens get close. Then we're gonna exchange burners. In a few months' time, when the heat has died down, I'm gonna take you on that date.
You like that? And I know just where to bring you.
Because, baby, we're gonna hunt down every last one of my shitty so-called friends.